I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Silence means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Sasha Shipley and Natalie Morris.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. This episode, we hear from Teohora Keenan and we find out about Lutterworth Robins Netball Club. Ex-Team Northumbria and London Pulse head coach Teohora Keenan has played her part in the development of four Silver Ferns and Jamie Lee Price for the Diamonds, who reached the final. She told us how proud she felt after watching that match.
This team was great, but there's going to be some hard work done with the ones below if we are to cut the deficit of 16 years down to pick up a gold again. We've never done it two World Cups in a row, so, you know, that's the challenge.
How special was it for you? Not only Jamie Lee on one side for the Aussies, but you've had a huge involvement with Maria's development as well, haven't you?
Well, the fossils, as they are called by Nolene, the four fossils, Maria, Casey, Laura and Katrina, and all four were in that World Youth Cup team that won in 2005. They are the la of that group.
Yeah.
Because at its height, there were nine. Over the years, there's been nine players that have made the Silver Ferns. So to see them together, settling, you know, stabilising the ship and just keeping everyone really calm was amazing. They've had fantastic journeys to this point.
Was it an easy game to watch for you?
It was easy. I said to someone before I walked in, I will be able to tell you how this game's going to go after the first 5 minutes. And the first 5 minutes, we started, you know, a little bit shaky, but we're still putting the goals away. You know, it wasn't the best, but it was as steady as we could do it, considering it was a final. But we still had a dominance about us. What I loved was they stuck to their plan and they just knew, looked a bit frantic at times, but they came back. They were never looking so fragile that they didn't know what to do. They knew what to do and they did it.
And that sees signs of a hugely experienced coach like yourself. Maybe some of the areas that you felt worked really well during the game?
Oh, look, they held on to the ball.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't about that. I don't care. One goal, two goals, three goals, 10 goals, whatever. There have been some big scores that have been put on. You know, there have been some close matches and some big scores where Aussie have been so dominant. And I think considering since the split from the ANZ and the Suncorps, when the Aussies and the Kiwis kind of split, we thought we would never regain our form again. And we used to compare the two leagues, Australia and New Zealand, but I don't think there's a difference. If you've got the talent in your country, you can get them up to where they need to be. You've just got to think hard how you do it. And that's what Nolene's done. She's just brought everyone back to the basics of the game and giving them some really sound tactics and structures. And look what it can do.
Maybe belief is the wrong word, but it's just giving them that enthusiasm and knowing the fact that it is Australia. On a day, we could win this.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't win games because you got a big heart or anything like that. That helps. But you win games if the structures that you've been given are soundly taught and are soundly embedded and entrenched in the psyche of the players. The confidence comes from knowing what your job is and what you have to do. The passion comes and finishes it all off because you've got to compete, and you can't compete if you don't have that passion. The thing that Nolene did was amazing. She sat down, she looked at it, she thought, I've got 11 months, I need to win the World Cup. These are the things I want to see in my team. And having watched them in the Quad Series in January, a lot of people said, nah, they're never going to get there. But I saw enough improvement in them, enough resolve in them to say that by the time they come to the World Cup, they're going to be on song and ready to go. And they were. And I went to where they were presented at New Zealand House, and they all walked in, and there was a confidence, there was a calmness, they were self-assured, they spoke well of each other. I just came away from there saying, they're going to win this.
Yeah.
They're going to win this tournament. So they did.
Did you enjoy the rest of the tournament?
I did. I felt for England. I felt for Tracy. Because it was a biggie, but it wasn't as if they got slaughtered. They were in there right to the end. They battled hard. You know, England should have seen that they were just on the day pipped by a better team. But they were right there with them. And then to finish off by beating South Africa so convincingly was a good thing. But, you know, you don't know whether they would have played Australia, whether there, it may have been a different result. Who knows?
What about the improvement maybe you've seen of the Africa's nation? They've done really well.
I love Zimbabwe. I thought there was some talent.
You'd be joining in with them knowing what you're like.
Yeah, yeah. I love Zimbabwe. I thought they were amazing. I thought they came in with the game. I thought Malawi is still, you know, a country to be reckoned with. Uganda, how amazing. And then you've got four African nations in the top eight. When has that ever been?
You'd be incredibly proud, though, because not just the Kiwis and the Aussies, but netball is a wonderful thing where people make friends with people around the world. So what was it like for you catching up with them? Was it everywhere you went?
Everywhere. Everywhere. We're standing in the aisles and there's people standing up and going, hi, how are you? Oh, my God, I haven't seen you for ages. So it happened everywhere. Photos were taken. Photos will be kept. You know, ex, old, new, but not in this team, Silver Ferns was amazing. I'm looking forward to re-establishing those links when I go home.
How about when you do get home? Obviously, it's that new director of netball at St. Peter's as well. So will you start almost immediately in the next couple of weeks?
I arrive home on the 14th of August and I start work on the 15th.
How have they embraced, obviously, your years over here? Are they looking forward to having somebody like you join them?
Oh, absolutely. Got a lot of really special, you know, messages from people. The good thing is that Cambridge is only 2 hours from Auckland, so it's not that far. Good driving. I need to go home and be with my mum and support her and my other two children, who seem to be left out of everything since I've been over here. So I've loved my 4 years.
Yeah.
I initially only signed up for 2 and I've stayed 4. So loved everything, that all the experiences I've had. But I think it's good time for me to go home now. I want to re-establish myself at St. Peter's and then from there look at, you know, opportunities that may come after that.
Team, wish you really, really well with it. Thanks for what you did over here. And just finally, make sure that you remember to take your Coach of the Year award back home. Don't leave that
yes,
behind.
Actually, I don't know where that is.
You'll find it in the move.
I'm sure. Thank you, Andy.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements. After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Sail. That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's the Netball Show with Mizuno. We always enjoy hearing the latest from your club, so send us an email to info@thenetballshow.co.uk with any stories. Andy has been speaking to Georgie from Lutterworth Robins Netball Club, who are based in Leicester, to find out more.
Important question first. How many days were you at the World Cup?
I was there for 4.
Wow.
Yeah, well, Lutterworth Robins did like a trip. So we did the Saturday, Sunday, and then I convinced my boyfriend to go for 2 days as well.
And out of that time, who was the best person that you met? Did you see them?
We saw some of the Sri Lankan players walking around. We didn't really meet anyone, but however, one of our younger players, they met the whole of the England squad and the whole of the Australian squad. They had pictures and everything. They're all on our Facebook page.
I bet when you came back, you were like, oh, I can't believe you met them.
Yeah, they did it the same day we were there as well, so we couldn't figure out where they were. We must have just missed it.
During the World Cup, Vitality committed to funding 114 level one coaches.
Yeah.
You're a level one coach as well, so you've obviously gone through that process. So how important will that be?
It's a massive thing. So personally, I'm a student, so I had to save up to go on the course, and I'm looking to do my level two, and now the club have said that they will help do some fundraising to help me save up to do it, because the level two is like £400, and being a student at a university, it's not really money that you have sitting around most of the time.
What kind of hours do you have to put in as well, alongside obviously that financial aspect?
Yeah, with the level one, you do like 2 days, plus you have to do coaching outside. And then for level two, I think it's like 5 days, actually going in with an assessor.
The club itself, though, it's been running about 8 years.
Yeah, it started in 2010 with it started with just 10 back to netball sessions, and then with people wanting to carry on. So our head coach now, Vanessa, she started doing that with them, and then she did her level one because everyone wanted to carry on, and it's just gone from there.
Give me some idea of the kind of teams and numbers of players that are involved.
Well, we have a year three and over to about 13, 14 on a Thursday night who can train. And then on a Monday night, which is our adults training, we have three teams in the rugby league, and then we have one team in the Market Harbour League. But I think we have about 30, 40 players now. We've got about 6, 7 new players in the last 2, 3 weeks.
Well, that's obviously off the back of the World Cup, yeah?
Yeah, we've really tried to push the World Cup and trying to get more people interested.
And from those days, obviously, as a back to netball side to where you are now, it's just showing the way that netball's progressing.
Yeah, so we've come on so much. That like last year, we had a group of young girls, they're all 14, they'd just moved up from the juniors, and they had their first ever adult season, and they finished second in the adult league. So we've got so much potential, so all over the club.
And you recently had a girls v boys netball match as well for cancer research. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, so in our boys versus girls netball match that we did for cancer research, we raised just under £200. We did a charity match where all the men came and played a match against us, against like the normal netball team, trying to do normal netball rules. And the men found it a lot harder than what they thought netball was, because when they like to watch us play netball, they like to say it's easy or that they could do that. And then in the actual match, they find it really difficult. And it's just a nice, fun way to raise money as well.
And that must make you and the rest of the coaching staff just feel that extra little bit special.
Yeah.
Are you still playing much yourself?
Yeah, so I was in the first team for the last couple of years. But then last year I decided that I'd drop down. Because I'm the youngest coaching member of staff, of coaching person, I'm one of the youngest people at the club, that we need to put an adult in with the young ones. I said I'd take the drop from the first team to the third team with them, because also they needed an umpire, and I'm a qualified umpire.
How can we find out more about the club and obviously Facebook, Twitter, that kind of thing?
So we've got our Facebook page, the Littleworth Robinson Netball Club, and that's got all our information on it.
And just wondered, finally, what do you get out of it? Why do you love the sport so much?
Well, I joined Littleworth Robins when I was 14, so I was the youngest there. And even when I was really nervous, and now I'm 21, I'm helping coach all the club. I'm doing everything I can, and it's just seeing all these new people now, especially like the young ones, started at the same age I did. It's so rewarding.
Hello, it's the Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Natalie Morris.
And I'm Sasha Shipway.
And the news has just recently been announced that Jess Thirlby will be taking over from Tracy Neville as England netball head coach, which was the much anticipated news that we'd all been waiting, all been speculating over. Sasha, what did you make of it?
I was shocked, to be honest. I totally expected it to be Tamsin Greenway after watching the Netball World Cup and her incredibly in-depth analysis of play and players and everything tactical. I just thought, how can anyone else get this job? Because she's just incredible. And I knew everyone knows that for a long time she's been wanting to do this job. She's brought many teams, including Wasps, to Super League titles. She's played with England. Yeah. She knows the players. She knows the sport inside out. She just has such an insight. And maybe it's just because she's more vocal and more well-known because of the fact that she does present and does punditry for Sky. But I totally expected it to be Tamsin, to be honest. And I was surprised that it was Jess Thirlby. But also, congrats to Jess, because I'm looking forward to seeing what she can bring. And she's had a really interesting background, actually. She left her role as head coach of Team Bath in January, and she was there for 20 years as a player and coach, which is just amazing. I think she was their first ever full-time athlete, which, you know, she's been through the sport through thick and thin, very clearly. And I think what's really significant is that she's coached two World Youth Cups. So she's been around players like Beth Cobden, Nat Haythornthwaite, who are now in the senior squad, and who, you know, Nat Haythornthwaite made the starting seven of that Netball World Cup final. And she just knows them so well. And she also knows the players who are just slightly under that age, who are coming up now, like Gabby Marshall, maybe Iona Darroch. So it will be really interesting to see how she'll develop the youth, because that's something that people have definitely been focusing a lot on. And then also, of course, she played for England between 1991 and 2006, and she was also at the 2002 Commonwealth Games. So she's had an interesting career. You know, no, there's nothing that you can take from her because she has so much experience, but I think she's just been doing it quietly, kind of in the same way that New Zealand are quietly going about their business to then win the World Cup. And that's kind of what Jess Thirlby has been doing. And yeah, I'm intrigued to see what she'll do. But what do you make of her appointment, Nat?
Yeah, I think I was shocked also. I think, like most of the, you know, netballing world, we kind of assumed it would probably be Tamsin, just because she's been so vocal about what she wanted. And again, we've all seen her on Sky. We've all seen how I love her punditry. I think it's really, really engaging. She knows how to present. She knows how to engage a crowd. She knows how to talk about sport in a really open way that doesn't go too netball nerdy and is actually quite accessible, which I think is really important for a sport like netball as we grow. So I love what she does. And like you say, she's got her coaching accolades as well. Like, she's obviously had huge success at Super League level over many, many years, and playing herself, she has that experience too. So yeah, I don't know much about Jess. Massive congratulations to her. She, like what you've just said about her, her CV, it's clearly top notch. She's got everything you'd want in terms of experience for a head coach, which is obviously fantastic. So we'll have to see what she does. And I almost quite like the fact that she's not been on social media. She's not been shouting about what she wants to do, you know, and we're almost going to see what she's about in the results. And maybe that's the direction that England Netball want to go in now, steer away from having a kind of name at the helm. And particularly now that, like you said, we're going into a bit of a more quieter time with England, we've not got anything big on the horizon, maybe it's a really good time for Jess to kind of bed in, to find her feet, and to kind of develop how her coaching style and how she's going to lead the Roses squad. So I'll be really excited to see what she does, and to see how the girls respond to her. And it's really interesting what you say about her having an in-depth knowledge of the younger players, because that's obviously going to be at the forefront of everyone's mind, given that we've got, you know, a pretty experienced Roses squad at the moment. Let's see how many retirements are coming up over the next year or so. Once that happens, we are going to need those new legs, those new younger players coming into the fold. So if Jess can capitalise on that and really put her efforts into building up this new youthful squad, that could be where she really makes her mark.
Definitely. I can't wait to see where she goes. And also, I did speak to Tracy after the World Cup, and I said to her, Tracy, this is it now. Like, what are you going to do? And she did make it very, very clear that she's never, ever going to be done with England netball. So I think yeah. Tracy will be back in some respects. But yeah, I'm very much looking forward to seeing what Jess Thirlby will do. And I think it's going to be great for England netball, probably great for the players to have that fresh perspective. And I mean, she knows a lot of even the senior players as well, because she has been coaching at Team Bath, which is obviously where Serena Guthrie has been, and Ebony Beckford Chambers, as well as many other players. So she obviously knows what she's doing. England netball wouldn't have chosen her for, you know, silly reasons. So I just can't wait to see what she does, to be honest, and to speak to her and yeah, find out more. And I just hope that she can bring England up to that next level where they are in the the final match more consistently and hopefully winning gold in the future.
Yeah, absolutely agree. I think this is could be the start of something really big for England, and now we just have to capitalise that, and hopefully Jess is the woman for the job. So best of luck to her, and hopefully we'll be speaking to her more soon.
We asked Anna Stembridge what she thought about the massive news.
It's truly amazing that we have so many talented English coaches in the UK right now. And I am absolutely delighted that Jess has been appointed head coach of the England Roses. It's such a critical time for the Roses, and England will be looking to continue and build on the results they've achieved, bringing on and nurturing and developing the very exciting young group of athletes that are coming through our system. I believe Jess certainly has the skill set and experience to meet both of those demands and really fuse together a wonderful mix of experience with that kind of spice and excitement of those youngsters. She knows she needs to build upon the momentum and the successes over the past 4 years, and I'm sure she will do a great job.
As always, thank you so much for listening. If you want to know more about us, we're on Twitter at The Netball Show. Do get in touch. We want to hear all about you and your netball adventures.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Silence means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Sasha Shipley and Natalie Morris.